The U.S. president has ramped up his tough rhetoric against North Korea as he arrived in Japan on the first leg of his Asian tour. Donald Trump said the U.S. and its allies are prepared to defend, quote, freedom, and warned that no dictator should underestimate U.S. resolve. Trump is expected to hold talks with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe later Sunday, with North Korea top on the agenda. This is Trump's first Asian tour, which will also take him to South Korea, China, Vietnam and the Philippines. North Korea is expected to dominate talks between Trump and Asian leaders during the tour. Trump said he might also meet Russian President Vladimir Putin on the sidelines of an economic forum in Vietnam next week. Now let's go to the South Korean capital, Seoul, to talk to Don Kirk, political analyst and journalist, to get more on the story. Mr. Kirk, thank you so much for being with us. What do you think will happen as far as North Korea is concerned during talks between Trump and the Japanese Prime Minister?
Well, I think that North Korea is waiting to see what happens in those talks. I'm not anticipating, you can always be wrong, I'm not anticipating that North Korea is going to come out with a missile shot. They may come out with certainly editorials criticizing Abe, the Japanese Prime Minister, criticizing the Trump relationship with Abe, and certainly they may criticize whatever Trump is going to say to South Korea's President Moon when Trump arrives here 2 days from now. So I think that there'll be some rhetorical criticism, but I don't think there'll be any action on the part of North Korea in the form of a missile launch or a test of a missile.
So what do you think, because Trump already on Air Force One, on his way to Japan, he has defended his tough rhetoric on North Korea, said that it will be top on his agenda of talks both in Japan and during his Asian tour. Some analysts believe that there might be a softening of the tone, but what do you think Trump will decide? Will he try to forge a stronger unity with his Asian allies against Pyongyang?
No, certainly he's going to try to forge a stronger unity against Pyongyang while in Tokyo and while in Seoul. From Seoul, he goes on to Beijing, where he's going to ask the Chinese again to exercise pressure on North Korea not to test nuclear warheads and not to test fire missiles. But no doubt he'll try to forge a stronger unity. Certainly North Korea will be high on the agenda. That's not to say that he's going to try to organize an attack on North Korea or to form a military plan vis-a-vis North Korea. I think he wants to pursue diplomatic ends first.
And do you anticipate that his talks with the Asian leaders, during which there will be definitely some strong rhetoric against Pyongyang, will on the other end intensify tensions on the Korean Peninsula and entice North Korea into taking some actions, such as maybe another missile test?
Well, I don't know how strong the rhetoric is going to be. I don't think that Mr. Trump wants to increase tensions. But on the other hand, whatever he says about the need to exercise pressure on North Korea will not be welcomed in Pyongyang. They will regard anything that he says along those lines as hostile. So it'll be interesting to see how far he goes in terms of rhetoric. But also he's going to try to emphasize that the U.S. would prefer a diplomatic solution before going to the military option. It should be pointed out that South Korea's President Moon is not at all sympathetic with any military option. He's cooperating on certainly supporting sanctions, and he certainly wants to increase the strength of South Korea's armed forces, and he wants to maintain the U.S.-Korean alliance. But he doesn't want to risk a second Korean War.
Okay, thank you so much for your time. Don Kirk, political analyst and journalist, joining us live from the South Korean capital.